Alimony. That winter, I lived with a woman on a hill hit hard by winds off Lake Michigan. As it spat and thrashed, jammed mammoth slabs of ice one atop another, formed a frozen shelf wide and jagged as waveworks themselves and run over by razors, sirens, blasts of wind that tore into flesh and against which our heater rattled out its weak defense. We huddled together under quilts to read and make love in the ambergris glow of shallow lamplight. She rose to steam the kitchen with soups and teas we took in half lotus on the bed. I worked in a factory made of cinder blocks and racket. Men, women stood 8 hours at machines tall as elevators, gunmetal gray and dripping oil. Machinists cut, drilled, punched, formed, joined steel, aluminum, tin, each to the same task weeks on end at machines precision set by foremen that skulked about, growling or quietly absorbed. A dim cast, relieved only by what eked out of fluorescent tubes or wafted down from high-set panes no one had ever been paid to clean. I was hired to move parts station to station. A trucker who shared my weekly check with barkeeps while the Blackhawks or the Packers blared above. She bought the vegetables, cubed beef, 7-grain loaves of bread that kept us going. There was a tiny gas heater beside the tub that had to be lit to flame for 20 minutes. She always bathed by candlelight and had an oval daguerreotype hung in there showing a bare-shouldered belle who tucked her chin demurely. Next to that, her gray cat would perch to stick its paw out and catch drips of silver from the leaky spout, which was then and is now more of beauty than I could hold or ever hope to deserve. When I left, streets were still walled with snow that city plows had mashed to the curb. I hitched out I-94 toward El Paso. She kept my books and a few LPs because I was going to come back. It wasn't much, that palimony of freezing sheets.